This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Impeachment again. The story today, pressure grows among Democrats. They keep pushing this. And yes, a special election in Pennsylvania last night, which I believe is a testament to the president's electability in Pennsylvania in 2020, the must-win state for the presidency. Welcome to the show. Good morning. This is the Cioli Show. We're glad you're here with us. 1210WPHG.com is our website. Facebook.com/Cioli Show. So the two big political stories nationally today, number one, by far, this special election in Pennsylvania, which should be discussed, should be something that leads the story today because Fred Keller won with 70% of the vote. Now, here's what will happen. Obviously, the media will turn around today, most of the media, and say, well, it was a safe district and, well, it was going to be in a, Regardless, then, even if it was a safe district, the fact that he won that, and it shows you that in that part of Pennsylvania, at least, there was no message sent against the president, right? I mean, that's how you can interpret this, number one. You can interpret it as, sure, yeah, Keller was going to win the seat. Republican had it before. But I thought the president was so unpopular, his negatives were so high, that wouldn't this be an opportunity for voters to send a message? To say, we want change, man. We want change. Right? I'm reading from Political Playbook today. They have here now, the president is underwater with all voters by 19 percentage points. And he's 14 points underwater on his signature issue of trade, which is 39% of voters viewing his policies positively versus 53% negatively. All right. So what we hear now is Biden's leading Pennsylvania. Everybody's leading Pennsylvania. Trump is unpopular. Blah, 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 blah. Fred Keller's running in a part of Pennsylvania. It's north, it's west, it's a part of Pennsylvania that is a must-win part of the state for 2020 for Donald Trump. He's got to win that area. He's got to win that to win re-election. That part of the state is must-win territory. The guy that he endorses after coming up through a big rally soars to victory. So there's no referendum by voters to say, nah, we're not happy. In fact, they could have, maybe it could have been closer. Which is why we were joking before about how you're not even going to hear that story. This was CNN last night. I was watching this as I was waiting for them to cover the Pennsylvania special election for the congressional seat, which Fred Keller won. I was waiting for some coverage of this, but instead, they had on their dopey pollster. I don't even know this guy. I honestly don't know where they find these people. I really don't. But he was discussing the latest polling and the economy with Anderson Cooper. Take a listen.
Yeah, Anderson, this brand new Quinnipiac poll, you are right, lapping the field. Take a look at these numbers. Biden up at 35%, and then you've got Sanders, Warren, Harris, Buttigieg, rounding out the top five, everyone below 5%. This is Joe Biden's race right now. And it's what makes what the president said about him yesterday so interesting. Why is he going after him? Take a look at the president's approval rating in this poll. It's at 38%. Trump is clearly feeling the pressure in a state like Pennsylvania with Joe Biden riding high right now. And what is so fascinating, Anderson, is if you ask the question about how Americans think about the economy right now, look at those top two numbers, the excellent and the good. That's 71%. Quinnipiac states that that is an 18-year high, where 71% of Americans are saying the economy is excellent or good. So it begs the question, if the president's at 38% approval, is it not the economy, stupid, this time around?
It's not the polls, stupid. That's the point. It's not the economy, stupid. It's that, hey, you're stupid, and it's the polls are stupid. So why don't you learn a lesson here? CNN pollster guy, whose name I don't even know. Well, why don't you learn a lesson here that maybe the polls are still not right? How about that? Why don't you face the facts that in 2016 they were wrong and now they're still wrong again? Really? For example, here we go. You just heard him talk about Pennsylvania in that clip. You heard the CNN pollster guy, whose name I don't even know, talk about Pennsylvania and saying that he's trailing Joe Biden. He's all worried about Pennsylvania. Voters head to the polls. This is roll call. Voters head to polls after Trump dove into a safe special House race. GOP candidate expected to crush Democratic rival in the heart of Trump country. Now, if that's true, but everybody's unhappy with the president and Biden's beating him in Pennsylvania, why was this such an easy race? Why is my question. I mean, there were a number of districts around the country that were Republican held that Democrats flipped. Look at my state of New Jersey, for example. Take Rodney Frelinghuysen's district. Take Tom MacArthur down in District 3, my district, my congressional district. These were seats that were held by Republicans for, I mean, in the case of Rodney Frelinghuysen, that seat has been in Republican hands forever. And a Democrat won that seat when it was open. Tom MacArthur lost. You know that. Good man, Congressman Tom MacArthur, former Congressman Tom MacArthur. He lost to Andy Kim. There are a number of people who lost, Republicans. But now, with this case, it's a safe seat, so no big whoop. Even though they were just saying, literally just saying here, that Trump trails Biden in Pennsylvania, and it's a must-win state, and that everybody's unhappy with Trump. They don't like the guy. They hate him, blah, 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 blah. But look at the economy. Look at how happy the voters are about the economy. So maybe it's not the economy, stupid, is his big conclusion. Maybe our polls are still terrible. Maybe our polling data is still completely wrong. The first thing you have to understand is that when Gallup is testing the economy, that's not the same as a presidential polling poll. And I don't believe polls. I told you that. I still don't believe polls at all. But it's either they're lying about the economy, that they're really not happy with the economy, and they're lying to pollsters about that, or they're lying to pollsters about the fact that they're unhappy with Trump. It's one or the other, right? Assuming that this is not inaccurate data, and assuming that the data is solid, then that means either they're lying about their satisfaction with the economy or they're lying about their satisfaction with Donald Trump. Which is it? Now, what do you think is more likely? Pollster calls the house, somebody answers the phone. Hi, we're doing some research, blah, 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 blah. Can we ask a couple questions? Sure. Are you happy with the economy? Yes. Yes, I am. Very happy with the economy. Are you happy with Donald Trump? Ooh. You have my name, right? My number? My house? No. The guy stinks. As he's looking around the room, like, what am I going to say here? They know who I am. They know who I am. See, that's the problem. Why would somebody lie about their happiness with the economy? They wouldn't. There's no point to it. Why would you lie about your satisfaction with Trump? Oh, I can name a million reasons why. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a college professor. Maybe you're a cop. Maybe you just like having a job. Maybe your neighbors have the hate has no home signs on their lawn and you're worried that they're going to figure out that you're a Trump supporter. Who knows? But I can't think of any reason why somebody would lie about their satisfaction with the economy. And who does that? Who's home and they're eating moldy cheese and they haven't worked in months? A pollster calls up and goes, are you happy with the economy? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I love being unemployed and watching daytime television. The View has expanded my mind so much. I love it. Who does that? Nobody does that. So assume that poll is accurate and assume that the poll that says that Trump is unpopular is not accurate. Or assume they're both inaccurate and it's a toss-up, whatever you want to assume. But you notice, though, that the CNN pollster guy takes it at face value that both are right and then says maybe it's not the economy, stupid. Well, then what is it? The only other thing it could be then would be dissatisfaction with Donald Trump personally. Okay? So then people are willing to overlook their happiness with the economy for Donald Trump personally. Then wouldn't that special election last night in Pennsylvania be a real litmus test of that theory? Where it's Trump country and the economy is good and people are happy, but really they're not happy with him personally. So even though they're happy with the economy and even though they voted for him before and even though that they're in a good place, but it's since it's not the economy, stupid, it's something else, they don't like Trump. So then why did Fred Keller do so well last night? Wouldn't that have been the magical message to send? Well, I'll let you figure it out. I think you know the answer as much as I do. I think that what happens is that in races like this, when it goes to their narrative to cover a special election like this as a referendum, they'll cover it. If it doesn't, they'll ignore it like it never happened. They'll sit there with a straight face and tell you that two polls are both right, even though the logic of that makes no sense. And then they'll offer and they'll posit another theory, which is that, well, maybe it's not the economy, stupid, without offering you another idea of what that could be. Because they want to believe that this world that we live in right now, everybody shares their Washington angst at the president, their journalistic angst at the president, and that even though the economy is good, they're going to overlook that because of Donald Trump personally, except in Pennsylvania, where it's Trump country and where it was Trump country, which would then tell me then everywhere it was Trump country, it's going to be the exact same outcome, which is really good news for Trump in 2020, which is also why they don't want to mention that either.
Talk Radio 1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.